Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. We're continuing our series this week on giving, donating to the Lord, supporting the kingdom of God. In Genesis 26, verse 1, it says, there was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, the king of the Philistines in Gerar. And the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt to live in the land which I will tell you. Dwell in this land. I will be with you and bless you. For you and your descendants, I will give all of these lands. I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give your descendants all of these lands, and in their seed all nations of the earth will be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge and my commandments and my statutes and my laws, so Isaac dwelt in Gerar. So there's a time of famine, and when Abraham ran into famine, he went down to Egypt to live because Egypt had a tributary, the Nile River, and was always fruitful. And so here, you know, the famine hits. So Isaac is going to do what his father did, and he went to the king of the Philistine, and God stopped him and said, "Don't go, don't leave, don't go to Egypt. Stay right where you're at, because I have a covenant with your father that has come into you and in all of your descendants. And I will care for you. I will be a provider to you. You will not feel the famine." And that's the thing that we need to understand today. There's really two or three central messages to today's message. You know, one is we don't live by the world's economy. We don't live by what's going on in the world. God can always multiply our seed. And even in the time of famine, we can prosper. Even in the time of depression, we can prosper. You know, so what you do in famine is you don't plant because there's no rain. You don't sow, so there's no rain. You hold back your seed because you don't want to blow all your seed and have it die in the ground because there's no rain. So God told him to live in the land. And what Isaac did in verse 12, so Isaac sowed in the land. He sowed into famine and reaped the same year 100-fold, for the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continue prospering until he became very prosperous. And he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds, and great numbers of servants, so the Philistines, the world, envied him. Now the Philistines stopped all of the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we are. And this is the thing, guys. The Christian, a mature Christian, is not moved by circumstances. We don't change based on the circumstances. The Bible tells us to love those that despise us and persecute us and despitefully use us, to pray for them and to love them, just like we love others that are good to us. The Bible tells us to rejoice always in the Lord, to never stop rejoicing, even in times of storm and drought and famine. The Bible tells us here to keep sowing. Continue to sow in famine. Continue to sow when things are running lean. Don't stop sowing. Our kingdom, the kingdom of God, flourishes on sowing and reaping. If we don't give God something to build a harvest on or multiply, we get no harvest. So here what we learn is we are in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And so our economy is through Jesus Christ. Our provision is through Jesus Christ. Our harvest is through Jesus Christ. So we give no matter how dark it is, or no matter how big the storm is, or no matter how much the famine has hurt. We continue to give. We give all the time. And that's the key to prosperity in the kingdom of God. Anyway, thanks for watching. Please share, follow, and like this message on your social media accounts, or if you're watching on our phone app or website, please share those as well. And then please pray about becoming a partner with us. You can do it as little as $10 a month. Become one of the people that actually participates in the fruit of our ministry, or you can become one of the four $25 a month or more donors that we're praying for. Dollars a month or more from 400 people would give us enough to hire staff, to advertise all that we want, to build a couple of curriculums a year. We give everything away for free. We don't believe that God's word should be sold. There should be no barriers. If you want it, we'll give it to you. And so join us on our effort, on our mission, as we joined you on your mission and your effort to know God's word. God bless you and have a great day. Thanks for